I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm here with Miss Melissa Knight.
Hi, how are you?
All righty.
Good. We're already joking.
What do you do?
Okay. So my name is Melissa Knight. So I do a few things, but my main job, I work at Texas Southern University.
Okay.
So I oversee the career center there. My passion is like working with HBCU students, helping them find jobs and careers. That's my main job, but outside of that, I am an author. So I wrote a book entitled Ratchet Revelations, which was designed. It's a devotional book for millennials, and it's basically bringing the word of God in our vernacular, kind of making it more relatable. Have you heard of like daily breads
before? Yeah.
So like imagine like a daily bread, but just a little millennial spin on it, more modern, more relatable. So that's kind of what I do outside of that, is like, you know, promoting my book and, you know, doing different speaking engagements and things like that. And
That's amazing. You're into that already up there at the school. So is it your passion?
I would say I've always had a passion for helping people. So it kind of falls in line with that, because even with my main job of just helping students, I've always been in like that helping profession type of field. So I think I would say it falls definitely in line with my passion, but more so falling in line with, I would say, purpose.
Okay.
Like kind of just knowing that I know that this is something that God had given me. So I think it all aligned pretty well.
Yeah. It's working. Yeah. I actually found out about you at the beach.
Really?
Yes.
What beach?
I mean, we was just hanging out family-wise, and one of my cousins, hi, Michelle Plord.
Michelle said,
you really need to check out Ratchet Revelations.
Yeah.
And we're on the beach, look, strolling through the phone. And I said, I like it.
So, okay, I was wondering. I wonder how she heard about me, and I meant to ask. I'm going to tell Michelle, thank you. I met Michelle with my boss when I first graduated from college. My first job was at University of Houston.
Okay.
So Michelle was my first boss for my big girl job. So I love her. She's definitely great. Definitely taught me a lot when I was at U of H, and definitely propelled me to like where I am now. So
awesome. Yeah. She thinks very highly of me. Okay. So ultimately, what do you think? What is your goal with Ratchet Revelation? What made you come up with that name?
Okay, I like it. I know. Okay. So I struggled with the name for a while. So it was like a year ago. I wrote the book in 2017, 2018, got published in 2018. But I was just, you know how on Instagram, like on social media, they have like quotes and different things that people reshare and post. So at that time in my life, I was just going through some different things, like, you know, things at my job, things that, you know, I have went through a breakup of a long-term relationship. And I was in church one Sunday, and then one of our praise and worship leaders brought up a scripture, and it was like, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I was like, so I really needed to hear it. I've heard the scripture a million times, but I really needed to hear it that time. And then one day I basically made like a little quote to post on Instagram, and I was like basically telling people why that scripture had resonated with me. And then after I was done, I put like a little hashtag, like, y'all gotta chill. Like, I basically put a little spin on it. And then I was like, I should start writing these. Like, right. Anytime I, like, something, like, I basically was like, anytime someone, something happens to me or anything that I experience, I want to write about it, mm-hmm. find a scripture, and then put, like, a little ratchet spin on it. And that's literally how it literally was off of me just, like, thinking of an Instagram wow. post. And it just kind of just went. And then at first I was like, a devotional, you've read devotionals before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how they're pretty structured. So there's like a scripture, mm-hmm. a little something encouraging.
Actually, I have one I keep reading.
Yeah. So, yeah, devotionals are pretty structured format. So I was like, that'll be easy to do because I'm my mind is very structured. So I was mm-hmm. like, that's easy. I can just like find a scripture that relates to what I went through, right. put like the millennial ratchet spin on it, and mm-hmm. then, you know, kind of bring it to like where everybody can relate to it. So right. that's really how it came about.
Okay.
And I struggled with it for a while because I was like, I don't know how people are going to take, like, how am I going to sell the word ratchet revelations?
People are a little ratchet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what was another thing. It's like basically like being okay, like where you are in your life with your, and one of the things is like faithful, not perfect. So like, you know, mm-hmm. highlighting like, you know, the ratchet behaviors that I have and do indulge in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just kind of seeing like I can not feel like you're just some like I'm some like perfect church girl or something
right.
like that.
There's so
that's
no
like,
such thing.
Yeah. So that's kind of like where the whole ratchet revelations came about, was literally me just writing that Instagram post.
Cool.
And it's still on my page too. So I always look at it. Yeah.
Have you figured out the dance of business?
Being an author, I haven't really figured that whole part out of like how it like operate still, because it's still something that's new to me, and I don't have like the person who helped me publish my book, Thea Harris, mm-hmm. she's the one who published, hey Thea, she kind of gave me like the ins and outs of kind of like how to like go about promoting my book, and okay. it's still something I'm learning, I can mm-hmm. admit that, just because of like working a full-time job plus trying to find, right. make time to like actually promote, and like, you know, how do you even promote and sell yourself as an author? So
right.
I think that I'm still learning a mm-hmm. lot about it, and just kind of this year, like even now, like I'm expanding on more mm-hmm. things that I want to do with Ratchet Revelation. So I don't think I have the whole dance down yet, but I feel like I'm always going to like workshops and different things to just right. educate myself on how I can like, you know, do it.
Yeah, it's a constant learning
yeah.
thing. Yeah. So your main mission with your business?
I would say the main mission for me was just really just, I felt like for me, I grew up in the church, and I mm-hmm. felt like sometimes it was hard for me to not be myself, but like sometimes I didn't know how to like explain what I was going through without feeling like I was being judged,
right.
or like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's my bad being a pastor too. So there's like some like, you know,
pressure.
Yeah, there's pressure.
Yeah. Okay, it's pressure.
I'm like, there's pressure that goes along with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I really wanted to share like my journey of like things that I've went through, and like I wanted other people to relate to that, because at the time when I was writing Ratchet Revelations, I was going like through a lot in my life, and I was like, I'm sure there are like other people who feel the same way that
mm-hmm.
I feel. And I'm like, okay, it was kind of a way of like me sharing my experiences, and then me kind of just bringing millennials and my friends like closer to God. Like
right.
everyone doesn't have like a faith basis, but it was just like making it to where it wasn't too, if people say like religious, like making
right.
it, but some like it is a spiritual and faith book, but making it something that where I could kind of get people to really understand God's word in
mm-hmm.
like our vernacular language. So
I see that as being obtainable, something that they can do in
yeah.
that field.
Yeah.
Like it's impossible.
Yeah. yeah. And that's kind of like the main mission of it. It's just kind of like, you know, giving, I feel like we all learn from like experiences and things
mm-hmm.
that we went through. I know, like, just different testimonies. People, I'm sure we all have, like, crazy
yeah,
stories.
Yeah. Some, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah, I think for me, it was really just kind of having just something to where, like, as a resource. Like, if you're going through, like, you know, when I got my heartbreak, I was like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to, like, navigate through that. And just saying, like, okay, if someone else is going through this, like, you should read this, and this is what I did. Like, this
right.
is a scripture I refer to. Like, this is how I got through it. And basically
mm-hmm.
that same type of format. So that's kind of what it is. Like, just to help
yeah.
my peers.
It's true. It's needed
mm-hmm.
as far as just the human side
mm-hmm.
of people and how it does relate to your spiritual
yeah.
side.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and
sure.
trying to do good.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. Yeah,
yes.
yeah. What are two frequently asked questions you get?
Why Ratchet Revelations? everyone's like, why did you name it that? I'm like, ask God. I don't know. That's the one question I get. And then, like, what got me is wanting me to write a book. Mm-hmm. I would say it's another one that people ask me. And I would say, like, I feel God calls us to do, like, big things. And I was like, it's not, because I was like, well, how hard is it really to write a book? Like, I mean, yeah. That's something I thought, like, you're just writing. All you have to do is figure out how to, like, you know, get it published and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think those are the two biggest questions that I ask, because I think people think it's something that's hard to do, and it's really not.
No, it's not.
And I was like, you know, I knew I wanted to do it, and you know, you have to be persistent. If it's something right. that God placed on your heart, you're gonna step out to do it. So I think those would be like why the name Rapture Revelations, mm-hmm. and then like why did I decide to write a book?
Right. I think the biggest thing is to just jump. Yeah. To just do it, because most people won't. Too scared
of failing. Yeah. And even for me, like, I wrote Rapture. I hadn't told anybody about it for months.
Sometimes you have to do that, though.
Yes. I wrote about that in the book. One of it's called Real G's Move in Silence. Yeah. That's one of the devotionals. And it's talking about, like, not being so quick to share, like, your dreams. And, you know, sometimes you have to wait and let God reveal everything to you first. And right. then you can, like, tell people. But mm-hmm. I think it was important that I did that. Because I probably would have... Even my dad, when I first told him, he was like, what? He didn't understand it. Yeah. So I could have been discouraged had I told too many people, and they could have, like, said, okay, this is too, it sounds crazy.
Right. They can't conceive it.
It's yeah.
Well, this is the ratchet side of me. T.I., the rapper T.I., yeah. he always says that if it was meant for everybody to see the vision,
yeah.
then they would have it.
That's
so
good.
That's the difference with the visionary. Yeah. It's your vision.
Yes. That's
so
true.
Yeah. Yes. And this can be isolating too when you're working on something like mm-hmm. that. It can be very isolating.
Yeah, I can say that. I know when I wrote like the first two, like a couple of devotionals I wrote, and I had sent it to my friends, and they're like, oh, this is too ratchet. Like, I think I wasn't understanding the whole concept.
Someone didn't you get it? I said it was ratchet.
Yeah, so, but that was, you know, it could be a little isolating, because I was like, okay, like, can I really do this? Like, you know, mm-hmm. did God really tell me to do this? But, you know, it's just kind of like you need to have that own, your own drive, and like having that tenacity to just say, I'm going to do it regardless of what people think.
Right.
Or like, you know, and I've gotten like a lot of good feedback from it, just from people just, you know, messaging me and saying, hey, mm-hmm. like, I really related to this. Like, I really needed to read this. So,
yeah, that's what makes up like at the beach.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what beach are y'all at?
It comes up at the beach.
Yes, so that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. You want to tell the audience how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, so if you want to reach me, my the Ratchet Revelations page is at Ratchet Revelations on Instagram. And then Instagram and Facebook and Twitter is at Rat Revelation. And then you can follow me on Instagram at It's Lisso, ITSLISSO. So those are the two pages. And then the book can be purchased on Amazon. It's on Kindle, and then you can also purchase it on ratchetrevelations.com. If you go through my website, you can get a signed copy from me. It's not signed from Amazon, but if you get it from my website, I'll sign the books for you guys. So yeah.
Cool. So go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website.
Well, I appreciate you coming
to
hang out with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see y'all next time on Denim and Blazers.
Bye.